Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Enveloper, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. We have another extraordinary show set up for you this week. You know that I'm always looking for people that are out there really killing it in the world, making a huge, huge difference. That's exactly what I'm bringing to you today. Had an awesome week, by the way. I am still here in Phoenix, Arizona, but not for long. We did pick up our book. The first book is the Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook. I did partner with Rita Romano, Chef Rita Romano, on that book. And we had our first outing Sunday, which was really lots of fun. And people came out and they supported the book. And there are a lot of people out there that need to be eating gluten-free. And I found out the hard way when I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance one too many times, what was wrong with me. So if you're having any sort of issues and conditions that are happening to you and you're not really sure what it was, take a look at gluten, because I think gluten has a lot more to do with some of the things that ail us than we like to believe. But with that having been said, so extraordinarily happy to introduce my first guest. And this is a woman that will help you in so many different ways, but she loves to help you create impact, the impact in your world, the voice that you've got inside, and how to get it out to the masses. She is driven by purpose and motivated by millions. Please welcome Odette PKU.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So are you, because first of all, I just have to say, I love your website. So everybody go take a look at Odette Peak, ODETTEPEEK.com, because it's really colorful and she's just got a lot. She's got free stuff on there and you can find out how to get her private coaching and where she's speaking and all those different things. But let's get into this a little bit, Odette, because I don't know what you were doing before when you were creating your seven-figure business, but something happened to you along the way. You had a life-altering incident that happened in your personal crisis. Do you feel like you want to tell us a little bit about that in your breakdown?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for years I couldn't share it. But so when I – so back – little preface is when I was 27, I started my first business and grew that into a seven-figure success story and sold it about 10 years later. Found myself 38 – you know, divorced, two little kids, I think they were 3 and 5 or something like that at the time, and going, okay, what do I do now? And a lot of women, a lot of people, but a lot of women find themselves in that situation. And so I went back to school and started to focus on, I guess, the direction of passion versus money. And that kind of got me in a little bit of a situation, because I went back and did work with social work, and here in Canada, we don't make a lot of money as a social worker. So I really found myself strapped for cash. And before I knew it, I was in a blended family relationship and, you know, had a slightly better job, but still feeling really unfulfilled. And there was a turning point that I just decided I'm going to start coaching, business coaching, because I know how to build a business. I know how to make seven figures and be successful. I'll just start teaching people how to do that. 30 days into going full time, my blended family, the partner said, basically, we're done.
Oh, boy.
And I found myself at a place going, well, I thought I had the bills and the house and the kids all taken care of. Now, with my brand new business, I got to take care of all that stuff.
Right.
And another layer was both of my parents fell, broke a hip because they were elderly in their 80s, and they both passed away within 2 months of each other.
Oh, wow.
And in all of this chaos and stress, I woke up one morning literally unable to move in my upper body, and I had developed an acute paralysis due to the stress in the nerves in my neck, and I had, for 18 months, I had no movement or feeling in my arms or in my hands.
Oh, wow.
And as you can imagine, you know, it's hard enough to, you know, if you have a broken hand, but this was, so this was a really defeating time in my life, and I still had a business that I needed to grow, because I needed to make money, and I, you know, all sorts of things, so that was a real crushing moment, but it really had me take a look on the inside about what who I truly was and what I was really made of. Do you know what
right.
I mean? Like that
right,
strength. Yeah.
That's a fabulous story. And one that I'm sure, you, as you said, you don't mind telling now. And it's really part of, I'm assuming the why you do what you do in helping other women in their overcoming, process, because there are so many people in that space. How is it that you, first of all, how many people, women especially, I'm sure most of your clientele is are women.
Yeah, as I broaden my scope more around story and speaking and selling from stage, really mm-hmm. fine-tuning my business, I do have a lot more men now. But yeah, right. predominantly is women.
Predominantly women. And how are they, do you find a common denominator? Is it usually I was depending on a man because I thought it was all taken care of and then it wasn't, much like your story?
You know, I ask, now that I'm 51, mm-hmm. I think I am attracting that age category. And often mm-hmm. when we're 50, you know, we're in chapter two of our life, whether it be right. a divorce or whether it just be the kids are moving out and now we can focus on me, focus on
right.
the things that I want to do now. So
right.
it is an often, like here in Canada, the biggest demographic for starting business are women over 50.
Yeah. I'm just as a quick sidebar, I'm working on a pilot right now for baby boomer women. And I'm finding that, you know, they are really, first of all, they're not, you know, it's not your mother's 50. It's certainly, they are not ready to be put out to pasture. And whether they be divorced or separated or empty nesters or menopausal or whatever it is that women are going through at that age, they really are enjoying this sort of newfound freedom that they hadn't had for the most part up until now because of marriage and children. And they're really having to, a lot of women that I speak to are learning at a very kind of advanced age how to really depend on themselves. And there are so many things that they have to look for. Finances, first of all, is one of the big ones that I'm finding they really knew very little about. And you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, money, you know, money is always the biggest stressor for people. And when you're being in business, money is about investing in your business. And I just had a conversation with a lady. I'm rolling out a new program, and she's actually an older woman. I think she's 60, and the money piece, and she's divorced and had been sick for the last couple of months. That we have to take a look at these pieces of the puzzle that are where we're at in our life right now. But the most important piece of the puzzle that you need to look at is not from where you're at, is where you want to go. And you need to make decisions and financial decisions on where you want to go, especially if you're a business owner. And that's really important because it's not, then it doesn't close doors. It opens doors for you.
Right.
You always got to take a look at where do I really want to go? Who do I need to be to get there? And then when you make that decision to be that person and make the decision that that's where you want to be,
right,
things start to fall into place, and that comes from a place of not lack and fear, but from faith and trust.
Right. And here's another thing that I've heard a lot, and I'm wondering if it's true for you as well. You know, I'm coming up, I'll be 59 next month, so I'm rounding 60, if you will. How many more, you know, working years do I really have left? And how is it possible that I can start over at this age? And I hear a lot of women that are, they've got that whole age number thing really locked inside and loaded inside their head. And I think that, I think you have as many working years left as you'd like to have, especially because, you know, we're all, hopefully all taking so much better care of ourselves, and we're better at self-care than possibly our mothers and grandmothers were. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's too funny. Like, I look at, you know, the way I live my life. Like, I'm always out the door with my running shoes, whether I'm walking, running, or going to the gym. And my mom, no, God, no, there was none of that. And just, you know, the kids often find me, you know, with girlfriends on the phone, going off and doing things where my mom never did that. It was never, unless it was with my dad, no.
Right, exactly.
Date at 10 a.m. That would be about it. But
I know. And when dinner was ready on the table every night at 5, those days are long gone. Another thing, you know, as I was doing my research on you, and I really, really loved, was the crisis of faith
That moment when, and it's happened to me because I've so resonated with what you were saying. I wake up in the morning before my eyes are even open. My heart's in my throat. It's, oh my God, fear and panic. And I'm going to be bankrupt. It's not enough money coming in. How's this all going to work? Because there's a lot to rectify in a life, in a very full life, right? That like we have. So I love that talk that you gave. I love that video, and I love how raw you are and how real you are about, you know, your approach. What is it that you found that it helped you or helps you still to this day get over the fear and the panic?
You know, good. Yeah, that's actually a really great question. For me, the biggest stressor for me was that waking up. It's like the moment I wake up, it's like I gotta be in go mode. And if it's like you see in a cartoon where the cartoon character can't run fast enough, and he's tripping over his legs and he's spinning his wheels. Right? That's how I used to feel. And there's no question, I still feel like that when I wake up because I have to rewire that part of me.
Right.
But I go straight into gratitude. And faith. Mm-hmm. And I will just, before I even get out of bed, it's, I gotta be, what am I grateful for? And I, right. You know, to make it funny, but it's true. I always say, thank God for this bed because I love my bed and it's my sanctuary. And there's times when I don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning, right? But it's like, right. You know, thank you for the bed. Thank you for the comfort and thank you for, you know, holding me. And then I just kind of break out the gratitude to people, things, and even the shit that happens. Sorry if I'm as well as square. Even to the bad things
That's
that
okay.
happen in your life. Right? You've got to be in gratitude for the crap that's happened because it's made you who you are
who
today.
You are. Right.
And then I go into faith. Because especially if I'm in the middle of a business launch or something major where it's taken up a lot of time, energy, and money, and you're not seeing the ROI quite that quickly, that I have to go into faith. Like, you know what, I'm doing this no matter what for the right reasons, and
absolutely.
I trust that the universe has my back. And there's also an app that I use, like a meditation app, that I just put on the moment I wake up. And I
Which
find
one
that,
is
that
it?
Just keeps
Let's share.
Me.
Which one is it?
Calm.
What's the name of it?
Calm. C-A-L-M.
Oh, Calm. Oh yeah, of course. I know that
that's
really
a popular
well.
One. And I never used to be a meditator, but now I'm like, it just hits you where you need it, which is just to just don't, it's all about the reaction that we have, right? Stuff's going to happen to us no matter what.
Absolutely.
It's how we react to it that we need to change, fix, or calm down.
Change, fix, or calm down, everybody. The Calm app, we are listening and speaking to Odette Peake. We do have to go to break, however, you know how that works. Do not go away. We're going to be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or a single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight. We are speaking to Odette Peek this morning. But before we go forward with Odette, I would like to say thank you to my darling A-Rod down in Phoenix, Arizona, who makes me sound every week better than I probably am. Where is he? He usually gives me a woot woot, but he's not listening. Okay, that's okay. There he is. All right, Odette. So I absolutely love the conversation we're having, and I know our listeners do as well. You've got that really kind of raw, open, authentic way about you that I know I adore, and lots of our followers do as well. You had talked about something that I really I was listening to again when I was doing the research on you, which is being paralyzed by perfection, and worrying so darn much about our flaws. And you had broken a tooth and decided that it was okay, just kind of was the way it was. And you were going to do a close-up video of you after having bit into a cookie and lost a tooth. I want to let you know that kind of happened to me too, by the way. So, and once the first tooth went, a lot of the other ones did too. But that was really so it's funny because in that video, before you got to the point of the video and saying, and oh, by the way, you see, I've lost a tooth. I was sitting there going the whole time going, I just saw her in another video and I didn't notice that that tooth was missing.
Yeah.
What prompted you to just, you know, step up to the plate with that kind of raw, authentic energy?
Well, I thought about it. I said to myself, you know, and said to a friend, you know, I should probably shoot a video on, you know, because I call them one take wonders, and I'll just do it. Right. And she goes, and I was kind of half kidding, but I really wanted to. Then I didn't know what the advantage would be. She goes, no, people would love it. People would find inspiration in that because a lot of people are afraid of video. And so I'm like, seriously? And then I was committed. So I just thought, what the hell? I'll just do it and see what happens, you know?
Right.
And I had the majority, I've never had so much feedback on a video than that one. And that was be real and authentic, and it was scary. And once I commit to something, I don't, the fear goes away. I go, it's not a big deal anymore to me. But I don't want to minimize, you know, that for myself or for anybody else. But it's just show up as you are. And, you know, everyone, no matter what you do, someone's going to judge you. I had another video that I actually looked really fantastic in it. And this lady says, you have a really big forehead. Have you ever thought of cutting your hair and having bangs? I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's always going to be someone, right? And I think it just comes from within. You've got to be bold and just get out there and not give a crap what anybody thinks.
Right.
And if anything that I've learned as I age is stop caring what people think.
I think that's the other part of the beautiful part of data about aging is exactly that. It's you just don't care anymore about what people think, because I believe that we have so, at this point of our lives, stepped into our power. There's nothing you can throw at me I can't handle. I've been through it all. I've done it all. I've seen it all. I've heard it all. You've hurt me enough. I get life now, not totally, but pretty much from every angle. And my antenna, unfortunately, are up. I would like to think I'm not super guarded, but I'm not super stupid anymore either. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And you know, you talk about teeth, just as an example. So you're right. One broke, and there's a few other that are starting to break, and they're right at the front. Right. And so I thought to myself, okay, so I'm going to have to get them, you know, I have to get implants put in. But there's going to be a time that as my bone heals and all of that, that I'll probably have to, you know, maybe do another video with even less teeth in my mouth.
Okay.
And I thought, and part of me is like, okay, how far do I take this, right? You know, but the point is that aging is there's nothing, I'll say, graceful about it, and you still need to embrace it, right?
Yeah,
like 20
absolutely.
Years ago, I never thought I'd lose a tooth to eating a cookie and breaking.
Right, absolutely.
So it's really to be able to say, to hell with all of that. You know, you've got to just embrace where you're at, no matter what that is, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, all of that, because then that is the very first step of you moving out of it. embracing it rather than trying to run away from it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I want to let everybody know where it is they can see you, find you, hear you, and then maybe talk about your 7-step strategy, your program, and anything else that you would like to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've really niched down into the market, and I have what I really help people with is speak from the soul, really how to get that soul story out of you. And for business owners, it's how to speak from your soul and sell. And to fine-tune it even more, that is how to make an impact in a short amount of time as possible. Mm-hmm. So I created a program called Speak from Your Soul and Sell in 6 minutes or Less. It's how to be able to get in front of a room, inspire and motivate people, have them take action, and do it in a very short amount of time, 2, 3, 5 minutes, that you can still make an unbelievable amount of money. A lot of entrepreneurs are leaving money on the table with the speaking opportunities that are really only 5 or 10 minutes because right. they're not the glorified keynote. And right. when you can master that, you can master anything in business mm-hmm. because it is about impact. And impact comes from your story. Your story is your differentiator between anybody mm-hmm. else.
Sure.
Let's face it, I'm not the only business coach out there. But what makes me different and unique is my story and how it's delivered.
Right.
So,
and how red your hair is.
Oh, that too. That's right. Yeah.
I love your hair. I'm red. I love it.
It's just how do you stand out, right? How do you, in order to create impact in this world, whether you're a business owner or not, it's around the impact that you're going to leave in someone else's life. So impact and legacy is not what you leave for someone. It's what you leave in someone. And there's a big difference.
Like that.
So
yeah.
It also is in alignment with how are you showing up every day?
Yes.
And if you're not showing up your best, even mm-hmm. if you feel like you're not your best, you just still show up that way because it'll change the energy and it will change that ripple effect going out to the people that are around you.
I also love how big is your butt. Only
yeah.
one T, everybody. Only one T. How big is your butt? B-U-T. What do you mean by that? Where are you going with that slogan?
Probably about 10 years ago, I was sitting down thinking, what can I write that would be a freebie for my audience to get to know, like, and trust me? And I don't know about you, but growing up in high school, and I have 2 daughters who were in high school at the time, really focus on what you look like and definitely the size of your butt. Now, when I was growing up, the smaller the butt, the better. Now, it's the bigger, the thicker the butt, the better. And
yeah. Thank you, Kardashians.
Yeah, so change
right,
it.
Right.
And it just became a play on words, and that women or people use a lot of excuses, and mm-hmm. it's the yeah, but I can't, yeah, but I won't, yeah, but I can't do this or that. And
not good enough.
It really
I'm not
it just
good
became
enough.
A play on words. Yeah. So how big is your butt? Mm-hmm. And I was, you know how often you look in the mirror and you look at your butt and you go, wow, these pants, do they fit? They look too, you know, my butt looked too big. It just became a play on words and it worked. So people love it. And now I use it in a lot of my talks because women find it funny.
Right.
And yeah, so
we've got
that's
a couple
really
minutes
how it
left. I want to know where your next speaking gig is. Where?
My next speaking gig is in Fort St. John, which most people in the U.S. will not know where it is because I don't even know where it is in Canada. It's about 8 hours north of Edmonton. Very small town, a big town in the middle of nowhere. And I'm one of the keynote speakers. And the event is called, I think it's called Spark, mm-hmm. and it focuses on impact.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to be doing that. So, but yeah, I speak all over the place. And if anyone anyone of your listeners are looking for a speaker,
right,
get in touch with me at odettepeak.com.
Yeah, again,
you know.
Right. It's Odette Peak, odettepeek.com. You can find all the information you'd ever want to know about Odette there. She's got some fabulous videos as well. Talks about creating impact and, you know, being really authentic and how to, you know, step into your power, step into that place. And, you know, you're not serving the world if you're playing small. You agree with that?
100%.
So we're about to close. We've got another minute or two. And I want you to leave us with something you really would like for us to know. A mantra, the app, obviously, everybody, Calm. That's a really another great takeaway from Odette's interview today. Something else that maybe speaking your way to speaker success or anything you'd like to leave us with?
Really get connected to what your story is get connected to who you are at your core. So the whole speak from your soul piece, and not the speak from the story that you've been telling yourself all these years. The actual true who you are at your deepest core, people need to know that part of you. And often we hide it, and it's, you know, been buried for a number of years. But when you open up that story to yourself and to the world, your life will absolutely transform, because you will become, you come from a place of authenticity and a vulnerability that is charming and sexy and beautiful and wonderful.
How do
you come from the other story?
Sorry.
Pardon?
Sorry. No, go ahead.
When you come from the other story, it's just fear and lack and anxiety. So open yourself up and take a look at the who you truly are and show that to the world.
How can you get people to get over that kind of initial fear? Well, it's my story. Who cares? Or, you know, nobody's going to care about what I have to say. Or why should I even bother? I've been told my whole life that whatever the buts are. How do you help people kind of get past that initial fear?
Well, you know, I've got different programs that offer the solution to that problem. And I have, if you want to have a conversation with me to really see where you're at and where you want to go, you know, we just jump on hello@odettepeak.com and book a time. Awesome. But ultimately here, just on the call, is if you aren't feeling happy and fulfilled in your life right now, there's a problem.
Right.
That you need to be honest with yourself and say, I got a problem. I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled. And I need to find out, not so much why you're not, but you need to find out what makes you happy and fulfilled. And that means getting raw and real. And I get that it's hard to do,
mm-hmm.
but at some point you've got to decide, are you going to continue to live your life with someone else's story about you, or are you going to live the life that you were meant to live, the one that you want?
Right.
You know, we're getting older, right. People. We're not getting younger.
Yes.
So, right?
We are getting older, and absolutely right. I keep telling everybody every day, I say, you know what? I got an awful lot of work to do yet, and not so many years left to do that. And I mean that by I don't have hundreds of years left. So I don't put into my subconscious any number. I just sort of throw it out there as a general number. Odette, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to my listeners and to leave us with your golden nuggets. I really do truly appreciate it. Everybody, Odette Peak. Again, you can find Odette at Odette, OdetteePeek.com. Everybody, don't go away, because we got another super influencer coming straight up.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Would you like to make more money, help more people, and have more fun? Tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, because you'll discover the money, mindset, and marketing skills that will help you create the abundant lifestyle you desire. As an international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and thought leader, Noah helps business owners increase their income, influence, and impact. So tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, live every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for the Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune in to Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are You're listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with another super influencer woman, and I am so excited to have her on the show because there's so many questions I want to ask. And when I say, as I frequently do, that my guests are kick-ass, I mean literally this time, she kicks your ass. So I'd be really, really careful. She loves empowering women, especially to feel strong, safe, and sexy. She's got some books out too you're going to want to know about, everybody. Hear Me Roar. And a couple of other books are called Defense Tactics, Stilettos and Self-Defense, and Improvised Weapons with Jennifer Cassetta. Hello. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me, Clarissa. Hi, everybody.
Clarissa. Hi. And you know what? I take a look at your website, everybody. JenniferCassetta.com. Jennifer, you know how to spell. Cassetta is CASSETTA.com. So go to the website, take a look. But I mean, this woman's been on the Today Show, and she's been on the Doctor's Show, and she's worked with Marie Osmond, and she's also taught Carrie Fisher and Jenny McCarthy how to defend themselves. Not only, but she's a master nutritionist as well. She's got her master's degree in that. So Jennifer, something awful happened to you, and more than like maybe one time you were jumped. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Early on in my martial arts training, I did have an incident when I was living in New York City, where I was assaulted on the street. And in that moment, I actually was able to defend myself and not using necessarily all the fancy techniques I was learning in my martial arts, but from the martial arts, I gained this inner confidence and really tapped into my, what I like to call, inner she beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of flail and use my body language and tone and all that stuff to scare my
attacker
off.
So you were already sort of prepared in some way for this? If should it ever happen, you were kind of already prepared?
Well, not quite, because like I said, it was early on in my training, and that night that I was grabbed on the street, I was walking, listening to a voicemail on my cell phone, and so
totally,
you know,
caught
I was
off
definitely
guard. Yeah.
Totally caught off guard, but you know, still able to defend myself. And then later on, that experience, what happened was I started to think like all of the things that I could have been doing or should have been doing,
right,
being more aware, et cetera. And I started to take my martial arts way more seriously.
Right.
So and that was kind of the start of my
then.
Career.
I mean, once is enough, but it happened only once.
It happened only once. Yes.
Okay. And so I'm not real sure. I can't tell by looking at your website, but you don't look like a gargantuan woman to me. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't want to say you're petite, but you kind of look that way in the way, I mean, you're not right.
I'm barely 5'2". Yeah.
See, okay. Phew. Thank you for saying that, because I wasn't quite sure. So 5'2", blonde and a drop dead gorgeous. You're certainly in beautiful shape and the like. You probably look like a pretty prime target for guys, right?
Well, I mean, anyone can be a target. It doesn't really matter what your looks are, but really,
I mean, your size as well, just not, you know.
Sure. Sure, definitely size may come into play there, but really it's about being distracted. And even what I teach in my self-defense classes is being, you know, looking kind of vulnerable to a predator, to a potential predator. And I can go into that more if you want.
Yeah, please, I'd love that. Yeah, we'd all love that. Absolutely. So what is it that makes us look vulnerable? I'm assuming a woman in heels, right? The stilettos. You talk about that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And say it again. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
That's okay. So you're saying what makes us look vulnerable as, you know, to a predator, I'm assuming that the stilettos are huge in that play.
Yeah, that could be, actually, because it's hard to maneuver and run when you're wearing heels. The name Stilettos and Self-Defense is my
my most popular training program. But that it doesn't necessarily really have to do anything with stilettos or heels. It's really just a play on words, because that night that I was grabbed on the street, I was wearing stilettos. And I chased my attacker down the street wearing them. But fast forward 9-10 years later is when I developed this training program and named it Stilettos and Self-Defense.
Wait, hold up. You chased this guy down the street?
Yeah, I did, which I do not recommend. Not a good idea.
Oh, my God. I want you on my team. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Did he take something from you, stole something from you? Did he get your purse? What happened?
No. I mean, he basically got up my dress. And in that, like, I, you know, freaked out and used these techniques that I teach in my class, which is strong body language, using powerful tone, you know, able to just kind of make myself big and alpha and and rage, you know, and tapped into this inner rage, like, how dare you? How dare you touch me?
Right.
And that's when he took off and ran the opposite direction, so I chased him, but I did not catch him, luckily. So, not a good idea. I was much younger
then. Good thing you didn't. What does a woman do in that case? Okay, the guy's gotten away. It's, you know, your word against, you know, nobody practically. Do you go to the police? Do you make a...
Sure. So afterwards, if you are safe and, you know, you get indoors or behind a powerful boundary, so either indoors or in a car and lock that door, wherever you're safe, and then you get on the phone, call the police. I did, but, you know, in that instance, they never caught him. I followed up with the police a couple weeks later. They never caught the guy, but... my hopes was that they would, and therefore he couldn't do that to other women, you know, in the neighborhood. So,
absolutely. Well, you know, just the whole feeling's totally violated. And so this, did this fuel you to want to help lots of other people know how to deal with a similar situation?
100%. And like I said, that's when I got really serious about my martial arts training. I was there at the dojo learning and teaching for 10 years, essentially every single day, you know, with the exception of going on vacation or whatever, but I was there all the time, hours a day. I turned my whole career into, this mission of mine, which I later discovered, which is to help women and men feel strong, safe, and sexy or confident from the streets to the boardroom. And that's kind of, that was one of the impetus,
right,
you know, that started that.
So what else does a 5'2" woman, and I come back to that only because, again, I would assume, and I could be 100% wrong, it's just the smaller the target maybe for these guys, maybe they feel as though the easier it is. I don't know. I couldn't put myself in that brain of one of these guys. But I'm assuming that when you said, you know, you want to make yourself bigger, you want to make yourself an alpha woman, that obviously your physical strength comes into play. I mean, you feel more confident in that situation knowing that you have physical strength as well. So you're really big on workouts and working out and, you know, super body strength. And tell us how you train women for physical well-being.
Sure. I mean, well, I was a personal trainer for 15 years and I no longer do one-on-one fitness training. I stepped away from that in the last couple of years and started to expand my speaking career. But in general, when, you know, I was teaching people, whether it be in a gym or in the martial arts studio, it was always about strength, flexibility, and of course cardio. But when you're learning martial arts, you're not just like doing these skills, you're working yourself really hard in all different ways. It's hard to explain verbally, but with body weight exercises, you're just getting stronger than you ever thought you knew.
Right.
So it's such an empowering workout. I encourage anyone out there that's curious about it to go out there and try it, whether it be kickboxing, you know, which is kind of a watered down version, but that's fine too.
Right.
If you're uncomfortable with the whole martial arts, because in the martial arts, you're going to be working with men, women, you know, one-on-one, doing self-defense techniques, which is also really part of the empowering part.
And you're located out in LA now?
I'm based in LA now, yes.
Right. And so
when all that happens, all my training was in New York.
Right. And if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, come, you know, look you up or start working with you out there, how would they find you?
My website, jennifercassetta.com. It has all my contact info, or I'm big on Instagram, actually, at Jen Cassetta. I don't know if you guys out there are, but that's my social media of choice.
Absolutely. I'll start following you right after the show. So I'll have a couple of minutes to break. And the next question is obviously strong mind, strong body, and obviously food, and the meal plans, and making sure that we're, you know, obviously eating the right things. You are a clinical nutritionist. You've prepared 21-day meal plans for different meal plans. I myself am gluten-free. I see that you're all over the gluten-free thing, which makes me, in fact, I don't know if you heard at the top of the show, but this week I picked up, I've been working on a book for the last year and a half called The Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook, where I partner with an Italian, a woman Italian chef, and the book just came out. It's gorgeous. And I found out the hard way, that I had to eat gluten-free. But ever since I am gluten-free, I'm not being rushed to the hospital every 2 minutes now, which is great. So I'm so glad to see that you're on the gluten-free thing. And you have a paleo, what you call paleo light. So do you want to start talking a little bit about, you know, how you work with people and their diet, nutrition?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. And you see, like, so I have different meal plans because I don't believe that there's one right fit for every single person. And in fact, my dietary preference or philosophy does not have to be my clients, right? So I try to work with them to get them to the best place that they can within, you know, parameters of their lifestyle and their likes and preferences and all of that stuff as well. And sometimes religious things come into play, or you know, like gluten intolerances or anything like that that I can work with, obviously, to help disease prevention and keep the mind and body strong, safe, and sexy. Right? That's my mission. So, personally, I'm a pescatarian and I am gluten light, I like to say, because I don't have a necessary issue. I just don't think there's anything positive about eating gluten. I know when I stay away from it, I feel better. So, but I do have the occasional, like, really good pizza or bread when I want to, when I want to.
Well, get my book, because now it's pasta, pizza, and pane with no gluten. So we teach you how to do all that too. But absolutely, I love the idea of being gluten light. I try to do everything I can to stay away from it all. But I did find that most of my gluten issues were with live yeast gluten. You know, your breads and your pastries and that sort of thing. If I were to have a cracker or two, it doesn't seem to be such an issue. But I guess that, again, is an individual thing, and people need to just listen to their bodies and know what's best for them and what's not. Everybody, we have come up against a break already. That's how quickly time goes when you're having fun. We've been talking to Jennifer Cassetta, and we are going to be right back. So do not go away.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are
listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, and today we have in the limelight Jennifer Cassetta. She has been featured on The Today Show, The Doctor. She's been on Rachel Ray, The Bethany Show, Marie Osmond Show. She's been Livestrong. I mean, everybody loves Livestrong.com, Shape Fitness. I mean, this lady, she's been everywhere. I mean, she's a superstar, and that's why she's on the show. But she's got a lot more stuff she's going to be sharing with us. And while we were on break, I had asked her what, you know, what she wanted to leave with everybody. And one of the things she's really passionate about, as you've heard, is the self-defense piece. And so how we can be safe in every situation. She's got the ABCs of self-defense that she'd like to share with us. Jennifer, the floor is yours.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks. So before we start with any of the physical self-defense and actually, you know, how to defend yourself with your body, I always start with the ABCs. And really, because self-defense to me starts in the mind, right, with a mindset. So A stands for awareness. And it's pretty obvious and common sense, but sometimes it's great to think about your day-to-day, when you're out and about, how can we be more aware with our senses? Mm-hmm. A lot of us, Clarissa, I don't know about you, but I constantly have to check myself. Am I walking with my head down in my phone when I'm walking to my car or commuting or wherever?
Right.
Do you do that?
Yeah. Well, I'm a New Yorker, honey. So I have, you know, I think I like to think I have a different set of antenna when it comes to that sort of thing. But I'm going to share with you right now, I have mace in my purse.
Right.
I do. And it always kind of, I always have this thought, I've interrupted you, but I do want you to finish your thought. I always kind of think, well, if I'm going to be jumped, what good? I mean, by the time I get it in my purse and find the damn thing and then spray the guy, it might not even happen. You know, there's another piece that I bought that's in my car that is actually, it's a self-defense piece, and it's a piece of metal rod that is a little bit more pointed. It's a rounded point, but God forbid anybody were to put their hand in, you know, into, and I try to be very careful, especially driving around cities, to not leave my passenger's window or my window down too far. Enough if I need to, that kind of thing. But I do think that I have a little bit of awareness, especially when I'm going into a parking garage. I am super mindful, or I will have somebody accompany me. Yeah.
Right. Got it. So good. So you're alert yet, yet calm, right? That's the goal.
Yes.
To be alert when we're out and about, yet calm. I'm also a New Yorker. My dad was an ex-NYPD detective. So I try to think of think like a detective, right? They're always kind of just scanning for red flags and looking around and really alert. So just think about where in your life you can be a little more alert. And also awareness has to do with our intuition and really trusting our intuition and listening to it.
Right.
You know, we get these messages, but a lot of times I think, especially women, we ignore them or think we're being paranoid or whatever it is. And I just encourage you to, you know, when you do get a feeling, a sense, something.
Yeah. And let me just jump in here again, especially be careful with online dating. And I think everybody knows, but, you know, there are those pitfalls, you know, when it comes to these guys, and you call them, you know, people who suck. These guys who are predators, and they're either catfishing for money, which is another type of abuse, or they're trying to get you and or teenage girls into compromising positions. Be really, really careful with that stuff too. So many of our young girls are being trafficked and just whisked away, Jennifer. And I wish that we had more in the way of, you know, tools and resources to be able to even teach these younger girls without giving them a whole paranoid way of living.
Right.
But it's true when you say you have to be aware.
Right. Yeah. And I do teach at high schools and colleges all around the country. So I'm hoping.
How do you do that?
Let
me ask you that then. How do you get in there and you teach our young girls who are so impressionable, who are wide open on the internet? What do you walk in there and say, listen, this is what you need to know? And I'm assuming that the guys are in this, you know, you're not just talking to the girls, you're talking to the guys too.
Depends. Yeah. Right? Sometimes.
Okay. So what do you leave them with?
Depends. So a lot of times the sororities themselves will bring me in. So there's no guys there, but, different schools, different rules. I think boys, girls, guys, girls, whatever, everyone should, learn some bit of self-defense, because it's not just a woman problem. It's not just a female problem. It's right. an everybody problem.
Right.
But, yeah, I try not to scare them, but at the same time, I will give them real life examples of stories I've read and, you know, what's actually happening out there. So right. they are more aware. Now, I try not to scare those young ones, which I right. actually did in a workshop the other day. That's why I don't do well with, like,
10-year-olds. Well, that's what I mean. It's really hard to teach them. You know, to be really yeah. mindful and to be really smart about it and not scare the bejesus out of them at the same time. I mean, right. everybody knows that campus rapes, the statistics are off the charts, right? So mm-hmm. there's got to be, I'm sure you're leaving these girls with some really great information about how they can defend themselves, right? Or how to right. not even get into the position in the first place.
Right. So that's where, again, the ABCs come in. So after awareness, then I roll into B, which is boundaries. And about setting powerful boundaries for yourself in any relationship that you have with somebody. So whether that be an authority figure. So if you're young, like a professor, a principal, a teacher, a coach, you know, a priest, whatever, whoever right. is in your community that's an authority figure.
Right, right.
And set powerful boundaries, even with parents and friends as well, you know.
Sure.
Other students too. And then right. obviously I bring that into the corporate sector too. Where right. in your life can you create healthy boundaries for your relationships, whether it be mm-hmm. your boss, employees, mm-hmm. out and about on the street, or even friends?
Yeah.
Are there people
yeah.
sucking your energy, trying to take advantage right. of you? Do yeah. you feel vulnerable in any situations? Those are the right. relationships that you need to set powerful boundaries.
And such, you know, such telling times. I'm so excited about, you know, Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement, because I really do think yeah. that these girls, these women now, I really do think it's hit home. And I do think there's going to be some major changes. Give us your C.
Yes. Say it again. What was
the? You gave us A, B. What's the C?
Oh, C. Yes. C is communication. How to powerfully communicate. Three things should be in alignment. And those three things are physiology, your body language, the tone of your voice, and the vocabulary you're using. So when you're out on the street, you know, and if something like this were to happen, the first two are going to be more important. Your physiology, your non-verbally communicating with your body, and the tone you use to set your boundaries. If you are more on a one-on-one situation. So when I talk about personal safety, you got to think of, I'm not just talking about the random attacks that happen when you're out on the street or in the park or in the parking garage. A lot of times people are abused by people that they know and are in some relationship with, and that could be right. anything from domestic violence to right. date rape to, you know, all names of things. Right. So that's where, you know, it can definitely get more tricky and dicey. Right. So the vocabulary will come into play a little bit more there in those situations, but still
so Jennifer-
powerful body language and tone.
Okay, we've got a little bit more than a minute before we close. Where can we find you? How can people work with you? And
yeah.
I know I've already given the website, Jennifer Cassetta, Cassetta, it's a good Italian last name, .com.
Yeah.
You can find Jennifer there, or where else might they be able to find you, work with you, and learn more of you?
Instagram at Jen Cassetta, if you're big on social media. Facebook, Jennifer Cassetta. I'm really easy to find online, and I answer every request. But basically, I'm out and about going to colleges, women's conferences, women in leadership, in corporations, and doing trainings there. So any of those things, I'm based in Los Angeles, and I do one-on-ones over Skype as well. So I'm around.
So there's no excuse, Jennifer. There's just no excuse. Well, I'm really excited. I'm so thrilled to have you on. And I've really wanted my listeners to know more about how they can defend themselves. And you have been really exhaustive in letting us know exactly what we can do. You can get with Jen Cassetta again. She's told you how. She's got books. She's got DVDs. She's got videos. She's got all kinds of stuff. Let's follow mm-hmm. Jennifer on social. I know I will be. Everybody, that's the end of the show. Do not forget, always remember that you are only as beautiful as your last good deed. So go out and do something good for somebody today. We are going to be here same time, same place, this time next week with two more super influencers, women that I absolutely adore. Thanks, everybody, again. Jennifer, thanks for being on.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, we will talk to you all next week. Thanks again. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight.
Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.